This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
Hi, I'm Wayne McPhail, and I was one of the people that originally started the Rabble Podcast Network, and I think that you should support the Rabble Podcast Network and Rabble.ca because there's no other place where you're going to get such a diversity of voices speaking truth to power.
The Rabble Podcast Network is 10 years old this year. Show your support by going to www.rabble.ca/donate.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
Within hours of opening, Vancouver's four homeless winter shelters were at capacity and turning people away. And this winter, a tent camp in front of the Victoria Law Courts has grown to over 100 homeless campers. This week, a new 40-bed shelter opened in Victoria, which filled immediately, but still leaves the majority of homeless in that city without shelter. Over the past few months, cities across the American West Coast, from Los Angeles to Seattle, have declared a state of emergency around their homeless crises. Sean Condon is executive director of Megaphone Magazine. He's calling for a state of emergency in Victoria and Vancouver. And Sean joins me this morning. Hello, Sean.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. It's been a pretty intense winter here in Vancouver and Victoria in terms of cold weather, wet weather. What do we know about the numbers of people who sleep in shelters and those who can't access those services?
Well, we know that the numbers of shelters are at capacity. And in fact, there are turning people away. There are people that are most marginalized in our cities. They're often struggling with addiction as well and mental health issues. And there's just no housing for them at all. More and more of them are being forced out into the streets and into this awful climate we've seen as this winter has been, because there's just not the supports for them.
Now, I understand that according to the city of Vancouver, did a one-night homeless count earlier this year, and there were like 1,258 people that were staying in a shelter and 488 people sleeping outside. Do you think that represents what's happening up there?
You know, I think that's just a snapshot of the situation, and it's definitely an undercount, because it's just a one-night count that has volunteers going out across the city to try and find out who's homeless. So we know that we're not counting a lot of the hidden homeless, people that are sleeping in cars, people that are sleeping in couches, people that just don't want to be found as well. So the true number is much higher as well.
Now, last time that you and I spoke, it was about the number of homeless people in BC who die prematurely. Remind us what you found out in your report, Dying on the Streets.
Right. We at Megaphone released a report last year called Dying on the Streets that looked at the number of homeless deaths in British Columbia. And between 2007 and 2013, there were 250 registered deaths. And again, this is also an undercount that the coroner's office admits as well. But what was really shocking and disturbing is when we compared those deaths and how homeless people had died compared to the general population as well. So we saw that the median age of death for a homeless person in BC was between 40 and 49 years of age. And compared to the average life expectancy of a British Columbian, it's 82 years of age. So we can see that homelessness is having a just dramatic impact on the lifespan of people. And that's why we're calling for a state of emergency. This is a crisis that has hit these cities. This is causing premature and quite frankly preventable deaths, and we need the response from governments to get people inside, to get them housing, so we can save lives.
Okay, I want to talk a bit more about the state of call for a state of emergency in a minute, but let's look at what's happening in Victoria. Homeless people there have been drawn to a homeless camp that's been growing steadily at the courthouse there. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, this is a situation that we're following quite closely within Megaphone magazine. It started out as a few campers, and it's just grown and grown. And now it grew to over 100 people in this camp. The city of Victoria with the province have responded with an indoor tent city where campers are bringing some of their camps, their tents in. But that's a temporary solution. That's a temporary shelter, and that only accommodates about 40 of the 100 people. So there are still 60 people that are sleeping outside in the tent city and don't have any access to shelter or housing at all.
I recently actually went on a bike trip from through Victoria and then out to Souk, and similar to Vancouver, you find people sleeping under almost every bridge, so not in camps, nowhere, just covered with some kind of cardboard or you know, blankets they can find. It's really quite shocking.
Yeah, it's a province-wide, it's a national-wide issue too. And these numbers we know are growing in these smaller cities, in the suburbs. The homeless counts that are being done there every 3 years show that those numbers are increasing. We know that there's a lot of hidden homeless, especially up north, where there's almost zero resources for the community up there. So it's a problem that affects every community in British Columbia, and one that is unfortunately and unnecessarily growing.
I'd like to get a handle on like what the range of the sort of conditions people are that when they're sleeping homeless, because you described sleeping in vehicles, I described sleeping under a bridge. What does that look like? What's the range of ways that people are trying to keep shelter in a province like BC?
Right. Well, yeah, we have, you know, varied access to resources and also various weather conditions across the province too. But, you know, that can mean very stable shelters but people are often given 30-day limits. So they can come into a shelter, but they must either show that they're trying to get housing or have access to housing or they have to leave after a month. There can be sort of emergency shelters. And these are been proven to be resourceful, but are also just a temporary solution where people can come in. They can be open 24 hours. People can bring their pets in or their shopping carts. And there's ones that are just, you know, emergency shelters that only open up when the weather gets below zero. But we see people, you know, I think most people, listeners, can see that they've seen people sleeping in alleyways, in doorways, bundled up, sleeping under bridges, sleeping in parks, trying to stay safe. A lot of people will try to stay up during the night because it'd be very dangerous. And we've seen an increasing number of attacks against homeless people from the general public as well. So they try to stay up at night and find a safe place to sleep during the day. So it's dangerous. It's really dangerous for people who are homeless. People who are homeless have twice as likely to die from fatalities and from suicide as well. It's really hard to be homeless. Also, almost half of homeless deaths are is considered accidental means. And these are drug overdoses. These are getting hit by a car. This is drownings. It's dangerous to be out on the streets all the time, and your chances of dying are that much higher.
Why are you calling for the situation to be declared a state of emergency on homelessness?
Because this is a crisis that is cutting people's lives in half. And if this was happening to the general population, we would see the adequate response from all levels of government. But instead, because this is happening to a portion of people that are marginalized by poverty, by race, by other social means, we're not getting the adequate response. We've seen from all levels of government that they've talked about trying to address this issue, talked about adding more shelters, more social housing, but it clearly isn't enough. The fact that the number of winter shelters that opened up, you add those up with other shelters, and that doesn't even meet the number of homeless people in this city that they know of, that they're counting themselves, is indicative that we're not seeing the level of response and action from our governments. So by declaring this a state of emergency, we need to see that immediate response now to get people off the streets, because this is cutting their lives in half.
What would an effective and urgent response look like?
Right. You know, it would, there needs to be a number of levels of things that go on. One is just getting enough shelters to get people inside. If you're not even starting with that, then you're really struggling to help people connect to where they need to go. There can be a varied response. You know, we've seen some success with tent cities in Portland and Seattle, which are run by the homeless community themselves, and that can be safe havens for people. And we saw that, you know, in Oppenheimer Park, that can be a healthy format for some people as well. Other people need to get inside. They want to get inside immediately, get those shelters open, and then start building the housing, get that housing going. We can see that response in states of emergencies. If there was an earthquake here in Vancouver, you know that governments would get rooms available. They would find beds and they would get people inside. They wouldn't let them stay outside. And that same kind of level of response is needed to address this crisis.
How can people act to press for this, for a state of emergency and for an immediate response, immediate political response to this situation?
Yeah, that's the kind of pressure we need to hear from people, to their MLAs, their MPs. We need to see that kind of response. We have a new federal government in place, and they have talked about trying to address some of the housing issues. We haven't seen the action yet, and we still have a lot of vague promises. But this is the kind of pressure that we need to see from people putting on politicians. This is the kind of pressure that we need to see on all levels, municipal, provincial, federal, to adequately address this issue, because the stopgap measures and the Band-Aid solutions just aren't working.
The problem is clearly systemic, and it's something that we have to do something about. To me, it's just getting ridiculous. It's the level of homelessness, and clearly there needs to be a systemic solution. But are there things that people can also do on a person-to-person basis to extend kindness or support to people who are homeless?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I mean, I think there's a lot of simple solutions that we can do every day. People who are homeless are often, you know, marginalized by income, but mostly just isolated by society. And that can be really difficult, depressing. You feel ostracized. You can feel as though you can be invisible. And just connecting to people, you know, talking to them, offering a coffee, getting to know them. Sometimes there are people on the streets that don't know where the shelters are. The city of Vancouver and the greater Vancouver offer shelter lists as well online. If you look, just being able to help point people at where services are and learning those yourself, so that when you do come across someone who is struggling, being able to know where they can point the services to. But mostly just making people feel as though they belong. I know we've had some battles in this city, especially of the sort of NIMBYism of where shelters should go. And a great example actually is the new commercial drive shelter, where there was not that response, where people accepted that these are people in our community. They have a right to be here, and we want to make sure they have a safe, secure place. So making people feel as though they belong, and that goes a long way to sort of humanizing them and making the necessary steps to address the situation.
Really appreciate your joining us this morning, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Great. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
I've been speaking with Sean Condon. He's the executive director of Megaphone Magazine. He's calling for a state of emergency on homelessness in Vancouver and Victoria.